This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Here's an item from the top 0.00001% of retailers in this economy by size. Walmart said that effective August the 1st, it's going to start charging its suppliers transportation fees to pick stuff up from those suppliers. Retailers everywhere, of course, are dealing with higher costs thanks to fuel prices and the still stymied supply chain. But Walmart says this new fee is a way to keep prices low for their customers. We asked Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes how that's going to work.
There's a couple different ways that suppliers get their goods to Walmart. They either drop off the stuff themselves or Walmart collects it from them, says Jennifer Bartashas, a senior equity analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence.
Walmart will go and pick up those goods and then bring them back to the warehouse on behalf of that customer.
It's some of these suppliers, the ones Walmart's picking up from, that are getting hit with the new fees. Walmart said in a statement it's an effort to, quote, adapt to the dynamics of the current economic environment. And Bartasha says that current economic environment has been expensive, especially around transportation.
For example, when you think about trucking, there have been a shortage of truck drivers, but the number of goods that still need to be moved from point A to point B has only gone up, and that surge in demand results in higher costs.
Some other big retailers have started charging fees, too. And while suppliers probably don't like the new charges, most will probably just accept them because Walmart is a good account to have.
From a relationship perspective, I mean, who doesn't want to have Walmart as a customer, right?
Natalie Cutler runs the retail group for the accounting and advisory firm BDO. She says the suppliers will also try to pass those costs along.
They're going to try to see how they can minimize this pain, so to say, and maintain their own margins at the same time.
And while these fees may mean retailers can hold off on raising prices in the short term, eventually that pain will come back around. Nick Vias runs the Kendrick Global Supply Chain Institute at the University of Southern California.
Ultimately, we as a consumer will have to pay for it. The supplier will, at some point, will build into the cost of goods sold and pass that cost back to consumers.
It's almost like a game of whack-a-mole where there is no winner. Push costs down in one place, they'll pop right back in another. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.